The forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Overcast skies this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 59. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tonight, lows dip down to about 51. Cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 73. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Kansas Mid-America at Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ending of Title 42 at the national level, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas was at the southern border along with Senator Ted Cruz talking about the issue of the illegal immigrants coming into the country and the ongoing battle with fentanyl making the situation worse.
Last week, the Border Patrol seized 56 pounds of fentanyl. We don't know how much got through the border, but we know it's enough to kill approximately 300 young Americans every day.
That audio from Cake News, where he goes on to talk about some of the resources and needs from Border Patrol agents as the ongoing pandemic increases in severity.
They told me is we need a policy. We need to go back to the Remain in Mexico policy to stop our catch and release.
Law enforcement across the state of Kansas also says it's a major issue that they just don't have the resources to handle.
We are seeing the increase in overdose deaths. We see the increase in violent crime associated with fentanyl and other drugs.
In American News.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first, Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
The Emporia Police Department has officially opened up an investigation after reports of an inappropriate touching situation between an adult and a middle school student at a dance. ABC 8 News reports the event happened after a Facebook statement from the Emporia Police Department on Saturday. They say with the open investigation, interviews have been conducted so far, and they're also looking at security video inside the school after the Emporia School District alleged the suspect had been fully cooperative with the investigation. The police department's also asking for any students or parents who are direct witnesses to the incident to contact the police department and said if you get a voicemail to please leave your name and number, and a detective will contact you with further information. In other news, a 19-year-old driver has been seriously injured after a crash that involved a semi-tractor trailer in Seward County. KWCH News reports that the Kansas Highway Patrol says the event happened on Friday on eastbound Seward County Road 11 when the driver failed to yield to a teenage driver that was northbound on Seward County Road G. The investigation is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind. So let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the COVID-19 pandemic over for the most part across the nation, many states are looking to bring tourism back as one of their main focal points for revenue and to get people out and about to enjoy certain parts of the country. And Grand Island, Nebraska says that they bring in nearly $170 million worth of business in the Tri-Cities area, especially with some of their springtime events at the Nebraska State Fairgrounds, where they enjoy thoroughbred racing, livestock shows, and other festivities for the public.
Water Park really is the big engine of tourism in this town. When things are happening at Fawner Park, our whole town is busy. It really is. Those events, sometimes simultaneously, two, three, four, five events can be happening at the same time.
That was Brad Belima, the director of the Grand Island Tourism on KSNB at Local Channel 4. They say with all the great festivities, along with the casino in the area, Fawner Park is the quote-unquote whole package. As they say, it's important to try and offer something to everyone at all times. But American Network News. When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer. You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. TC Energy, owner of the Keystone Pipeline, announced Friday the company has completed its in-creek recovery after approximately 12,000 barrels of oil spilled into a Washington County creek in December. TC Energy says it finished the in-creek recovery of the discharged oil affecting Mill Creek and will continue progressing with restoration activities along the shoreline. The company expects to be on site until fall to continue monitoring the environment, which is subject to change due to timing. Kansas Department of Transportation will begin a resurfacing project in Marshall County on K-9 and K-99 on Tuesday. The project spans approximately 10 miles from Frankfort to the U.S. 36 junction. Traffic will be restricted to one lane, directed by a pilot car and flaggers. There will also be a 10-foot width restriction in the work zone. Drivers could plan for delays up to 15 minutes Monday through Friday, Saturdays as needed, during daylight hours through late June. Hall Brothers of Marysville is contractor on the $1.8 million project on K-9 and K-99 in Marshall County, 10 miles north from Frankfort to the U.S. 36 junction. Registration deadline is Monday for Choose the Arts, a week-long summer camp providing arts education for elementary students. To be held at the Valley Heights and Marysville High Schools, May 30th through June 2nd, it's sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative. Open for students leaving first grade to those leaving sixth grade, the camp runs 8 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. Campers will include arts activities by age group with visual arts, theater, instrumental music, movement, and vocal music. Campers will be assigned to groups with high school and college age students as counselors to facilitate supervision and engagement. Instruction will also be provided on the prevention of drug and alcohol abuse, as well as bullying prevention. The Valley Heights camp fee is $75. The Marysville camp fee is $65. Scholarships are available. The fee includes a T-shirt. Registration forms are available on the Marshall County Arts Cooperative website, marshallcountyarts.org, or for more information, phone 785-859-4260. Gage County authorities responding to a call in the 400 block of South 10th Street in Wymore late Thursday morning for a disturbance after terroristic threats were reportedly issued against a neighboring resident. 54-year-old Fabian Ross of Wymore was arrested after he was found asleep inside his parked vehicle in an alley behind the home. Marshall and Washington counties qualify as adjacent counties to 44 Nebraska counties, including Gage, Pawnee, and Jefferson, eligible to apply for low-interest federal disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration to offset economic losses because of reduced revenues caused by drought that began April 25th. Small non-farm businesses, ag cooperatives, and most private nonprofit organizations of any size may qualify for economic injury disaster loans up to $2 million to help meet financial obligations and operating expenses, which could have been met had the disaster not occurred. Eligibility is based on the financial impact of a disaster, not on actual property damage. Businesses primarily engaged in farming or ranching are not eligible for SBA disaster assistance. Applications and information are available online, disasterloansassistance.sba.gov, or call the SBA's Customer Service Center at 1-800-659-2955.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms likely today, staying slightly cooler with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s. More showers may continue early tonight, then staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Slightly warmer throughout Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-70s. And staying clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 40s. Even warmer on Wednesday, more sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then another chance for some rain showers throughout Wednesday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the mid-50s. Showers may continue throughout Thursday as well, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. And showers still possible Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More rain early on Friday, then partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then clearing up throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Still staying sunny as we head into Saturday with our highs in the mid-70s and mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-May, 76. Record high on this day, 94. The average low, 54, and the record low, 29. Sunset this evening, 8:33. Sunrise in the morning at 6:14.
You might assume that vegetables are more nutritious when eaten raw, and you would often be wrong. It's all about veggies that benefit from being cooked, from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 15th, the 135th day of the year. The wonderful Wizard of Oz, author L. Frank Baum, was born on this day. Vegetables pack the most nutritional punch when eaten raw, right? Well, not always. There are some vegetables that are healthier when cooked. Consider asparagus. Cooking breaks down cell walls in the plant, making it easier for our body to absorb its nutrients. Likewise, compared to raw cooked carrots, have higher levels of beta-carotene. Mushrooms provide few benefits when uncooked, but cooking releases compounds that enhance our immune system. With other veggies, you'll want to weigh the trade-offs. Cooking tomatoes, for example, releases lycopene, but reduces vitamin C content. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
In this area, storms are inevitable. If one of these recent storms has caused damage to your roof, the call you need to make is to Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca. Serving North Central and Northeast Kansas, call 785-336-1583. Offering free estimates and the highest quality work, call Lozano Construction and Roofing today. Mother Nature moves quickly. Respond quicker by calling 785-336-1583 for all of your storm damage needs. That's Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca.
This is a KNDY Severe Weather Bulletin.
Chromey Lumber in Marysville and Washington offers sales, template, and installation of countertops, including quartz, solid surface, and Corian. Visit chromeylumber.com or stop in 609 Carolina in Marysville or 200 Ballard in Washington. For your next kitchen remodel project, see Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
Not everyone can become a Lennox dealer, so you'll be glad to know when you buy a Lennox from Hanover Electric Incorporated, you not only get the best products in the business, you also get a tradition of experience in making sure your home is as comfortable as it can be. Because every independent Lennox dealer must pass the Lennox Quality Dealer Standards Program, the toughest test in the industry, and what it means is you get a dealer you could always count on. Lennox, one less thing to worry about.
When damage to your home is weighing heavy on your heart, you need a rapid-responding professional restoration company you can trust. Rainbow International Restoration of Marysville is here to lift you up. Our experience, advanced equipment, technology, and commitment to excellence and customer satisfaction make us unparalleled in our field. For questions or emergencies during this storm season, stay calm, pick up your phone, and call Rainbow International Restoration, 562-2501.
Sports, I'm Doug Downs. It was not a good weekend for the Royals. They got swept by the Brewers at Milwaukee. The Royals lost 5-1 on Friday, 4-3 on Saturday, and 9-6 yesterday. The Royals will stay on the road as they go to face the San Diego Padres for a three-game series. Start tonight, 8:40 Central Time will be the first pitch. After losing their first game in the American Athletic Conference tournament, it was pretty apparent that the Wichita State Shocker softball team was not going to get to host a regional, and that is what the selection committee decided as well, sending the Shockers to the Stillwater region. The team will make its third consecutive NCAA regional appearance and will open the tournament against Nebraska. They will play Friday night at 6 o'clock. The game will be aired on ESPNU. It was good news for the NBA over the weekend as their biggest star, LeBron James, will be in the conference final game. The Lakers will take on the Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals. Miami will face Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
Today's the month for electrifying deals at Midwest Kia. The long-awaited return of rebates is here, so take advantage of factory incentives on 8 different all-new Kia models with as much as $7,500 in lease cash or special 2.99% APR for 66 months. That's right, electrify your ride with up to $7,500 in lease cash on 2023 EV6 or purchase with a special APR of 2.99% for 66 months. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Searching for a quality pre-owned vehicle? At Midwest Kia, we have doubled our inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles and are proud to be the only local dealer that can offer Kia manufacturer certification, giving you the peace of mind you deserve. Drive away with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty on every new and certified pre-owned Kia today. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Phones for well-qualified lessees. Limited powertrain warranty valid May 2nd to June 1st.
With the NFL schedules coming out last week, a lot of people were surprised that it was the Detroit Lions that were going to open up against the Kansas City Chiefs. There were a lot of people that thought there were better matchups for the Chiefs. Well, the NFL Vice President of Broadcast Planning, Mike North, explained why he chose the Lions. He said the last time we saw the Lions, they were winning 8 out of 10 games and going into Lambeau and ruining the Packers' season. They've earned the right to play Kansas City on the opening weekend. The Chiefs will have 6 primetime games this year as well. The Tulsa area was able to host another major golf tournament. This time it was with the LIV Tour, and Dustin Johnson overcame a triple bogey, forcing overtime, and then winning with a birdie on the 18th hole to win his first ever LIV golf tournament this year. Speaking to the Kansas City Star before graduation in Lawrence, Bill Self said they need to sign 2 to 3 more players before June the 6th. KU only returns DeJuan Harris and K.J. Adams from last year's Big 12 regular season championship team. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
Marysville High School in the state tennis tournament lost the first match in singles and doubles competition on Friday. The doubles team of Blake Spicer and Simeon Wassum bounced back, taking 9th place in the tournament after losing a tiebreaker in their first match. In singles competition, Titus Wassum lost his first match in a tiebreaker Friday. Regional golf at Sabetha Monday postponed until Tuesday on account of the weather.
If you need a tractor that's small but mighty, Can-Equip in Marysville has just the ticket. The Workmaster 25S subcompact tractor from New Holland.
With 25 horsepower, a three-point hitch, rear PTO, and mid PTO, it handles chores a garden tractor just can't. Plus, this economical tractor gives you deluxe comfort and simple two-pedal operation that makes it easy to mow, load, dig, grade, and more. Stop by CanEquip in Marysville to learn more about the Workmaster 25S.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Bring in the butterflies, hummingbirds, and bees with the lightly fragrant flowers of Virginia Sweet Spire. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Also known by its botanical name, Itea, this shrub grows 3 to 5 or 6 feet tall. Drooping 4-inch tassels of white flowers appear in late May through June. The long-lasting flowers and outstanding red, orange, or gold fall color make it a great addition to the landscape. It will form suckering colonies, excellent for erosion control and natural plantings. The native Itea is hardy in zones 5 to 9 and grows well in full sun to shade and moist acidic soils. It can be chlorotic and less vigorous when grown in alkaline soil. Scarlet Beauty is more tolerant of high pH soils and hardy to zone 4. Henry's Garnet has outstanding reddish-purple fall color and reddish-purple stems that add color to the winter landscape. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
The birthplace of America is often considered to be Independence Hall, the site of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. You can go to Philadelphia and see it yet today. But one man may have wanted the entire building moved to a new site. His story, and that of America's historic structures, is today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Anderson says when you are a curator for the Henry Ford Museum, many folks expect you to have a lot of one item.
It's a popular misconception that we would collect only Ford automobiles, and while we do have several significant Ford vehicles, we are certainly not exclusively collecting Fords. We focus primarily on American automobiles, but that's not to say that they have to be American made.
The museum houses such historical pieces as the bus on which Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat and the chair in which President Lincoln was sitting that fateful night at Ford's Theater. Even the building they are housed in is historic in its own way.
This is a great building. It's a replica of Independence Hall, and there are stories that Henry Ford actually maybe wanted to get the real Independence Hall for his museum, and needless to say, Philadelphia wasn't too keen on that idea, so he had one built, and you know, from the outside, the facade is very much an exact replica. He even had them put mistakes in the building as it were found in the original building.
The outdoor museum here, Greenfield Village, is a collection of some of the most important buildings in America, which Ford had moved here.
Probably the best known is the Menlo Park Complex. He went and moved the remains of those buildings from Edison's original site in New Jersey, rebuilt them here. We've got the Wright Brothers Cycle Shop and the Wright Brothers House here. We have a courtroom in which Abraham Lincoln practiced law when he was a traveling lawyer in Illinois. So a really significant collection out there, in addition to Henry Ford's own house, the house in which he was born in 1863.
It is truly an amazing collection of some of the most important pieces of American history. Traveling the countryside in Dearborn, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
Peonies are a beloved spring flower, and the ants love them too. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Don't spray the flowers, because ants and peonies are beneficial to each other as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Peony flowers are blooming and providing spectacular color displays. You may be shocked to find ants crawling all over them, but ants on the plants is a good thing. Michelle Warmond is a professor of plant science and technology at the University of Missouri. She says ants are drawn to peonies because of their nectar, which is a food source for the ants. It's secreted by tiny glands on the green sepals that cover the flower buds before they open.
When a scout ant finds the nectar on a peony flower, it emits a pheromone or an odor trail on the way back to its nest. At the nest, the scout alerts other ants of this food source, and then the recruited ants follow this odor trail back to the nectar on the peony flowers.
She says it's a myth that peonies require ants to bloom, and the ants don't provide pollination. However, they do have a mutualistic relationship. The peonies provide food for the ants, and in return, the ants protect the blossoms from other insects that feed on the flowers. The ants are there only temporarily and don't do any harm to the peonies. But if you want to cut the flowers and bring them in the house, you probably don't want the ants hitching a ride.
After you cut them, you can hold them upside down by the stems just below the flower bud and give them a good shake outside. Or you can also gently rinse them with water to rid them of the ants.
Here's something to wow your friends with. Peonies are in a group of plants known as myrmecophytes, which means ant plant. Learn more about peonies at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
know someone who can tell a great story, a story where everyone hangs on every word and the ending has a real punch?
Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
Storytelling is an art, whether it's funny, dramatic, happy, or sad. So if someone were to tell a story about your life, what would they say? Maybe you're doing a great job raising your children, or you're considered very successful in your career. But really, it's up to you to write your story. God gives you the freedom to make choices, to use your talents, to follow His calling, to live your life in a way that honors Him. When you know your life's purpose, decisions about everything else fall into place, like how you should use all your God-given resources, including your time, talents, and finances. So consider your own story. When it's aligned with God's purpose, you'll find yourself living with more contentment, confidence, and generosity.
Former Vice President Al Gore on agricultural solutions to the climate change problem. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Al Gore has been advocating for environmental preservation and protection since he was vice president during the Clinton administration. He was a headliner last week at the Aim for Climate Summit in Washington, D.C.
You know, in all candor, we have already caused some serious damage, and regrettably, some of the damage is not reversible. And the ice melting process has been triggered now. We can slow it down. We may be able to mitigate that. But we cannot deal with what the scientists tell us is coming if we don't stop using that thin blue troposphere as an open sewer.
Gore is a farmer himself and is excited about the potential for farmers around the world to help reverse the effects of climate change.
If we can manage the politics and the bureaucracies and put in place a nationwide and a worldwide system to incentivize farmers to use these techniques to sequester soil carbon, then that is the single best way to pull CO2 out of the atmosphere.
I'll have more from the Aim for Climate Summit tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
If you are looking for a new career opportunity, the Marshall County Sheriff's Department is accepting applications for jail staff. Applicants must be 18 years of age, have a high school diploma or equivalent, no felony or domestic violence charges, and pass a drug and background check, along with an entry-level exam. Starting at $20 per hour plus benefits, including paid vacation, sick hours, retirement, and health packages, applicants must be expected to book, search, transport, and assist in the care of inmates along with other duties. Jail staff shifts are 12 hours, 4 days on and 4 days off, allowing for more flexibility in your schedule. Applications can be picked up at the Marshall County Sheriff's Office, 107 South 13th Street, Marysville, or online at marshallcoks.org. Contact Sheriff Tim Ackerman for further questions or to apply for this jailer position with the Marshall County Sheriff's Department.
Get your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, May the 15th. Here's Jerry Gulkey talking about the markets.
So I think the market, if they were surprised, was the extent of it. And they did some things to get there. I think that I looked at it a little bit deeper and said, all right, how did you manage the $2.2 billion? Well, they kind of, in my mind, I use the analogy that if you're going to have cheap grain, you're going to sell more of it because you're more competitive. We talked about this for months. not real competitive at $7, but at $5, it might be. So the idea behind is that economic theory that they use is that if you have prices low enough, you'll get some exports back, and they did that. So I look at it and say, well, I don't want to say cooking the book, so to speak, but to not make it look so bad, if they said, well, the economy is so bad now, the money won't be there, and we can't compete with Brazil all the way through next winter, but they still raise the carryout, or they raise the exports, so the carryout wouldn't look as bad. If you kept everything equal, you're talking 2.4, 2.6, maybe 2.5. So we can look at it and say, well, we got to really start watching the demand side. We better start seeing somebody buying corn for next year. But they didn't do anything to speak of with the feed and residual. And we saw the thing this week with California and the port. Of course, the USDA didn't know that yet, and they don't speculate on anything. But there was nothing good that happened this week that suggested that the feed is going to go higher. If anything, it's going to go lower. The bottom line of it is that we're now at a point where we're saying if we get an average crop and it's 180 bushels, which looks like it could happen, things happen during the summer that we don't know about. But we're at a point now where we'd better sell more grain or we'd better get a crop problem to where that's 176 or 177 bushel per acre.
And let's look at your news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Turnkey custom home builds with inline construction make the home building process as easy as you approving final decisions. From start to finish, let inline tackle site preparation, foundation, framing, and finish inside and out. Lots are available at Hartley Ridge in North Marysville, or they can build on your site. Call today and get started with inline construction.
The U.S.-Mexico GMO corn dispute continues and could have broader implications when it comes to trade agreements. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Carrie Sifrath, Vice President of the U.S. Grains Council, says the biggest trade challenge that they are dealing with right now, which is also an ongoing issue, is Mexico banning U.S. GMO white corn imports. It's against the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, and he said now the U.S. Trade Representative's office is involved in the dispute.
USTR has been involved and asked for formal consultations. And it's in that process of having those consultations with Mexico. We'll see what the next step is from USTR going forward on that. But, you know, we've been working with the importers and end users on the ground in Mexico. to work through this. The good thing is we still have the majority of our corn that goes to Mexico is yellow corn, and that's still flowing.
CIFRA says that decisions like this need to stay on scientific merit.
Standing up for the scientific basis of the safety of those products for any use, whether it's human consumption or livestock feed going forward.
And he says it has implications for other products in other markets.
But even Canada, you know, the two of the three parties within USMCA signed on and joined the official consultations with U.S. Again, Canada also does not want to have Mexico set precedent for trying to ban importation of GM grains and oil seeds that have GMO events in them going forward as well.
The corn at issue is white corn and accounts for 4% of Mexico's imports of U.S. corn. It is used primarily for making tortillas. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on the U.S.-Mexico GMO corn dispute, log on to agriculture.com.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
From the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken.
Right now, here's what we're looking at. July corn, 592. That's up 6 currently. Looking at corn for September, 516. That's up 5 1/4. Kansas City wheat for July, $9 1/4. That's up 23 1/4. Kansas City wheat for September, $8.86 1/4. That's up 25 1/4. July oats, $3.38. That's up 2 3/4. September oats, $3.48. That's up 6 1/4. Taking a look at soybeans for July, $14.05 right now. That's up 15. August soybeans at $13.29 1/2. That's up 11 1/4. Looking at cotton for July, $82.70. That's up $2.17. Live cattle for June, down 1/4 at $164.15. Live cattle for August, $162.52 1/2. And that's up 7 1/2 cents. Feeder cattle for May, $206.50. That's up $1.02 1/2. Feeder cattle for August, $230.65. That's up $1.67 1/2. Crude oil for June, $71.35 is your current price. That's up $1.32. July crude, $71.34. That's up $1.33. Let's take a look at gold very quickly on this Monday. June gold at $2022.60. That's up $2.80. August gold, $2040.80. That's up $2.70. Silver for May, $24.11. That's up 11 cents. Silver for July, $24.30. And that's up 14 cents right now. All right, let's take a look at Wall Street. So interesting things happening on Wall Street today. The Dow was way down. Now it's in the plus side, 72. S&P plus 14, NASDAQ up 74. Let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Lease the month for electrifying deals at Midwest Kia. The long-awaited return of rebates is here, so take advantage of factory incentives on 8 different all-new Kia models with as much as $7,500 in lease cash or special 2.99% APR for 66 months. That's right, electrify your ride with up to $7,500 in lease cash on 2023 EV6 or purchase with a special APR of 2.99% for 66 months. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and a better way to buy. That is simple, transparent, and fast. Searching for a quality pre-owned vehicle? At Midwest Kia, we have doubled our inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles and are proud to be the only local dealer that can offer Kia manufacturer certification, giving you the peace of mind you deserve. Drive away with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty on every new and certified pre-owned Kia today. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Bonus for well-qualified lessees. Limited powertrain warranty valid May 2nd to June 1st.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
With the previous farm bill expiring this year, the 2023 farm bill discussions began last year and will likely continue for some time. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State Extension Policy Specialist Jenny Ift shares insight on what the farm bill is.
It provides a safety net for people that produce food and for people that eat food. It also provides a lot of public goods. The major one is the diverse set of conservation programs run by the USDA. 99% of the farm bill is under those categories. But there's a lot that goes on under what I call the 1%. You know, whether it's supporting research and extension, there's a lot of funding that goes to rural communities. There's the Forestry Service. There's the Farm Service Agency loan programs. The list goes on and on. The major part of the farm bill, and actually we should say the farm and food bill if we want to be really accurate, but you're looking at 80 to 85% of farm bill spending for nutrition programs. So Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, used to be known as food stamps. But that's where the bulk of the spending goes.
Ift explains the procedure for creating the farm bill.
So usually the process is going to get started a couple years before the current farm bill expires. Whether it's the analysis required to set the budget or actually writing the legislation, the compromises that go into this, different interest groups working together, that's sort of evolved over decades. So legislatures, they'll do formal hearings, testimonies, they'll go out and do listening tours with their constituents, as well as a lot of informal conversations that go on. After you that process, you're going to have legislation. Typically, the House will have their farm bill, the Senate will have theirs. They'll have to go to committee and work it out, and then that one has to go back out to each House. And that process can get done, you know, sometimes by the time the current one expires, sometimes you get a couple extensions. So that process can look a little different from farm bill to farm bill, and it can be quite drawn out.
Ift goes on to highlight how the farm bill benefits the public.
First and foremost, it's a funding bill for a lot of big and small programs that are the regular part of doing business in almost all parts of agriculture. So talking farming, the safety net programs. So you have the Federal Crop Insurance Program, ARC, PLC, that's price loss coverage, that make payments when prices or revenue are lower than usual. You also have some disaster programs that are authorized by the Farm Bill. And so you think about the drought going on now. So there's been payments made that have helped farms cope with all the losses. It doesn't solve these problems, but it helps businesses get through. The other part is just all the public goods that are being provided. So these are things that potentially benefit everybody or the large group of people. So if you think about the conservation programs, lowering erosion, water quality, there's a lot of benefits that aren't just for the people that do it. And that's why there's public funds involved. Think about research and extension, which of course we love here at K-State. Some of the Farm Bill funds provide funding for some of the work that we do that provide a lot of public benefit.
That was Jenny Ift, K-State Extension Policy Specialist, sharing insight into what the Farm Bill does. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Turnkey custom home builds with inline construction make the home building process as easy as you approving final decisions. From start to finish, let inline tackle site preparation, foundation, framing, and finish inside and out. Lots are available at Hartley Ridge in North Marysville, or they can build on your site. Call today and get started with inline construction.
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.